一，请听下面八段对话。每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
1. You look upset. What's the matter?
Well, I got good grades in my math and physics, but I failed my Chinese test again.
Well, you should try harder to study it. You look upset. What's the matter?
Well, I got good grades in my math and physics, but I failed my Chinese test again.
Well, you should try harder to study it.
2. Kevin likes playing football best.
No, dear. He likes playing basketball best, and he plays volleyball sometimes.
Kevin likes playing football best.
No, dear. He likes playing basketball best, and he plays volleyball sometimes.3. I can't wait to tell our friends the good news, so I'm calling Permsack.
Now he's sleeping. It's 5 p.m. here in Vancouver, but it's 7 a.m. in Bangkok.
Oh, you're right. Well, let's call our friend Ian. So what time is it in London?
It's 1 a.m. That's late. Try calling Sam. He's in Toronto.
I can't wait to tell our friends the good news.So I'm calling Permsack.
Now he's sleeping. It's 5 p.m. here in Vancouver, but it's 7 a.m. in Bangkok.
Oh, you're right. Well, let's call our friend Ian. So what time is it in London?
It's 1 a.m. That's late. Try calling Sam. He's in Toronto.4.
Hi, you seem so excited today.
Yeah, my father gave me a pet cat as a birthday present this morning. I love it very much.
Will you have a party?
No, it's noisy.
Hi, you seem so excited today.
Yeah, my father gave me a pet cat as a birthday present this morning. I love it very much.
Will you have a party?
No, it's noisy.
5.
What are you going to do for the coming week-long holiday?
Well, I plan to have a 5-day trip, and the next 2 days, I'll go to my grandparents.
What are you going to do for the coming week-long holiday?
Well, I plan to have a 5-day trip, and the next 2 days, I'll go to my grandparents.
6. I have only $8. Is it enough for 2 tickets?
1 ticket is $3.50, so you can still have $1 left.
Great! I have only $8. Is it enough for 2 tickets?
1 ticket is $3.50, so you can still have $1 left.
Great!
7. Do you come here often?
Yes, I come here for lunch 2 or 3 times a week.
What is the food like?
It's excellent.
Do you come here often?
Yes, I come here for lunch 2 or 3 times a week.
What is the food like?
It's excellent. 8. Hi, Jenny. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, it was great. We went to the national park and went walking in the mountains.
You were lucky not having any rain.
Yes, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. We could see for miles from the top.
Hi, Jenny. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, it was great. We went to the national park and went walking in the mountains.
You were lucky not having any rain.
Yes, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. We could see for miles from the top.
请听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题给出5秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读2遍。 请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。Would
you like to buy these shoes?
I have bought them. I got them this morning, but when I got them home, I realized I have many pairs of such color shoes.
So, shall I see if we have another pair?
I'm not sure. I think I'd prefer to return them. They were a bit expensive anyway.
Okay, madam. Would you like to buy these shoes?
I have bought them. I got them this morning, but when I got them home, I realized I have many pairs of such color shoes.
So, shall I see if we have another pair?
I'm not sure. I think I'd prefer to return them. They were a bit expensive anyway.
Okay, madam.
Hello, Sam. This is Anne. Are you okay? You didn't come to school today.
Yeah, I've got a cold and a bad headache. I'm feeling really bad.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. You sound terrible. Have you been to the doctor yet?
Yes, I have. I went this afternoon and got some medicine. My doctor said I should stay in bed at home for a few days and I will be okay soon.
That sounds fine. Hope to see you.
Hey, Anna, thanks for calling. Bye.
Hello, Sam. This is Anne. Are you okay? You didn't come to school today.
Yeah, I've got a cold and a bad headache. I'm feeling really bad.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. You sound terrible. Have you been to the doctor yet?
Yes, I have. I went this afternoon and got some medicine. My doctor said I should stay in bed at home for a few days and I will be okay soon.
That sounds fine. Hope to see you.
Hey, Anna, thanks for calling. Bye.
请听第三段材料，回答第13至第15小题。
Hey, Rob. Guess what? I had to wait 30 minutes for a bus this morning. And I'm late for work again. I will change my work if it continues like this.
It's because there are too many cars on the road. I think you need to join a carpool.
Carpool? What's that?
It's a group of people who ride to work together in one car.
That's a good idea. How do I join a carpool?
There's a website you can visit. You just give your address and phone number,
and someone emails you back with the names and numbers of people in your neighborhood who want to carpool.
I see. Thanks. Hey, Rob. Guess what? I had to wait 30 minutes for a bus this morning, and I'm late for work again. I will change my work if it continues like this.
It's because there are too many cars on the road. I think you need to join a carpool.
Carpool? What's that?
It's a group of people who ride to work together in one car.
That's a good idea. How do I join a carpool?
There's a website you can visit. You just give your address and phone number, and someone emails you back with the names and numbers of people in your neighborhood who want to carpool.
I see. Thanks. Good morning. Are you Mr. Carter, the manager?
Yes, I am, and you must be Ellen Hissey.
That's right. I was told to see you.
First, please call me Mike. Welcome to the student bookstore. We're very friendly here. Okay, are you ready to work?
Yeah, Mike. I can hardly wait.
Let me point out the others who work here. Over there, on the left is Jack.
The guy in the blue t-shirt?
That's right. And the boy by the window is Don. He is also starting working today.
I'm very excited. This is the first real job I've ever had.
Don't worry. The work is easy and everyone is friendly.
That's great. I'm ready. Let's go. Good morning. Are you Mr. Carter, the manager?
Yes, I am, and you must be Ellen Hissey.
That's right. I was told to see you.
First, please call me Mike. Welcome to the student bookstore. We're very friendly here. Okay, are you ready to work?
Yeah, Mike. I can hardly wait.
Let me point out the others who work here. Over there, on the left is Jack.
The guy in the blue t-shirt?
That's right. And the boy by the window is Don. He is also starting working today.
I'm very excited. This is the first real job I've ever had.
Don't worry. The work is easy and everyone is friendly.
That's great. I'm ready. Let's go. Welcome to the lovely house and gardens of Rosewood. It was once the home of the famous writer Sebastian George. He bought the house in 1902, although he had first seen it 2 years earlier. At first, George was too slow making up his mind to buy it. When it came back on the market, he bought it immediately. During that time, he'd become one of the most famous writers in the English-speaking world. But his personal life wasn't that successful. He never spoke to his brother and was too sad about the death of his elder sister. Moving to Rosewood allowed him to start a new life. His family enjoyed the perfect quietness here, and George did some of his most successful works here. Now please look at the map I've given you. We're here at the Information Center. Welcome to the lovely house and gardens of Rosewood. It was once the home of the famous writer Sebastian George. He bought the house in 1902, although he had first seen it 2 years earlier. At first, George was too slow making up his mind to buy it. When it came back on the market, he bought it immediately. During that time, he'd become one of the most famous writers in the English-speaking world. But his personal life wasn't that successful. He never spoke to his brother and was too sad about the death of his elder sister. Moving to Rosewood allowed him to start a new life. His family enjoyed the perfect quietness here, and George did some of his most successful works here. Now, please look at the map I've given you. We're here at the Information Center.
三，请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子，每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容。独白读两遍。
Have you ever been to a wild animal park? Now I'll tell you something about Shanghai Wild Animal Park. It is one of China's biggest wild animal parks. And it is in Pudong New Area, about 35 kilometers away from Shanghai downtown. It is 1,530,000 square meters. There are more than 10,000 animals of over 200 kinds in the park. This park was opened to the public on November 18, 1995. The Shanghai Wild Animal Park is divided into two main areas. The walking area allows a close look at many gentle animals, such as kangaroos and deer. You are supposed to take a bus to enter the area of wild dangerous animals to see tigers, lions, and bears. Of course, you will be quite safe on the bus. There is also a petting zoo, which is popular with small kids. They can touch some small animals and even feed them there. Have you ever been to a wild animal park? Now I'll tell you something about Shanghai Wild Animal Park. It is one of China's biggest wild animal parks. And it is in Pudong New Area, about 35 kilometers away from Shanghai downtown. It is 1,530,000 square meters. There are more than 10,000 animals of over 200 kinds in the park. This park was opened to the public on November 18, 1995. The Shanghai Wild Animal Park is divided into two main areas. The walking area allows a close look at many gentle animals, such as kangaroos and deer. You are supposed to take a bus to enter the area of wild dangerous animals to see tigers, lions, and bears. Of course, you will be quite safe on the bus. There is also a petting zoo, which is popular with small kids. They can touch some small animals and even feed them there.